And I wonder, as you travel around the valley, you no doubt see plenty of cattle, probably a few sheep, maybe the odd pig. But what about donkeys? I wonder if you've noticed a few more popping around the place lately. Chances are they've been rescued from Singleton-based Last Stop Donkey Program, and they could be, you could be about to see a few more donkeys around the Hunter. We've heard a little bit about this program in the past. St. Cath's at Singleton have brought donkeys into their ag program. The woman behind it, Brooke Purvis, joins us this morning to see how the program's going. Thanks for your time, Brooke.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having us on.
It sounds like you have a fantastic team here. You've been working for a couple of weeks, or is it months now, with this program?
Oh, it'd be just about clicking over a month. Well, actually, 6 weeks now since they've come to the school, and we've sort of got a great team of people pulled together for all of the strengths for the best outcomes.
So if we look at the handling of the donkeys, because they are coming from remote parts of the country, I dare say they've never seen people or many people before. How are you finding that process in, you know, breaking them in? Is it anything like breaking in cattle or horses or anything?
If you'd asked me 6 weeks ago, I would have said, oh, probably it'd be similar to a horse, but it's just nothing like anything we've done before. So we call the professionals in, as clearly we want to have the right people. So we called in Christine Berry and Kaylin King. Kaylin King there from Donkey Rescue with Heart. And they've been kind enough to come up and work with the kids and the donkeys just in those initial stages. So, you know, we're doing it right. We're doing the right things by the donkeys. And the kids are getting, you know, the correct information first up. And it's been a blessing. Things just went so much quicker when we had the right people there to give us some guidance.
What was it, Brooke, that made you think, yeah, let's rescue these poor old donkeys from, you know, the middle of nowhere?
I don't know if it was so much rescue. It sort of started off with the wild dog problem we had around. And one of our mates, Justin Richards, who owns Pentire Angus, he started with the idea and had a donkey, and I guess we've copied him a little bit but gone on a larger scale. We've just had some really good success with wild dog control, but trying to source donkeys and enough for the need is just not possible locally. So I started looking around for, you know, where we could source donkeys from. And my son worked on a very big cattle station in Australia, and I got onto them and they passed a couple of numbers on, and we got linked up with someone in the Northern Territory, and just recently we've gotten another 20 head out of Emerald.
So it's all coming together.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. You know, it's good for our community and the kids, and having Doe Towers down there is just such an asset to the kids and the community. A teacher that gets in hands-on, turn a hand at anything. If you go to that ag plot, you will see every animal. You don't just see, you know, a chicken, the usual things that you see in an ag plot or a cow. There's pigs, goats, sheep, alpacas. You know, obviously donkeys, but you know that Jo will turn a hand to it. She's just wonderful.
It's fantastic. You have such a great team. We're speaking to Brooke Purvis this morning from the Last Stop Donkey Program. Now, you've, with all this interest and all these contacts you're making interstate, you've launched a website this week. Brooke, tell me what the interest has been like from other people, whether they be farmers like yourself looking for guardian animals, or maybe people looking for hobby pets, donkey, hobby donkeys. Is that a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good question. It's what's coming in. It's about 50-50. So we've got a lot of people, I think, that have just recently relocated to the Hunter from Sydney that are looking, you know, to stock the pets that they see around. However, you know, our donkeys quite aren't at that stage where they can go to someone that's not quite up to date with handling animals. So that's why we've probably got a couple of stages at the school too, which I can talk about, but we've had to add New South Wales to our website because we've gotten so many contacts as well from WA.
Goodness.
I know. We're very fortunate. We're very grateful.
That's great. So you're looking to get a few more schools on board. Will that be the next step maybe in the new year?
Do you know what? We've had so many schools reach out to us to ask if they could adopt the program, which 100%, like, I guess if everyone, you know, can put together a team where they do have the correct input and the infrastructure, you know, what a great idea. Why not?
Now, Brooke, to celebrate these, I think I'm just going to call them guardian angels, the donkeys. We speak so much about them protecting stock from dogs, but you had feedback the other day from quite an interesting, I guess, protection.
Yeah, well, it did surprise us, but now that we've heard about it, a lot of other people say they've seen it as well. One of the customers that we've sold a donkey to actually said it killed a pig. So he came out in the morning and there was a pig dead that had been quite obviously trampled by the donkey, and we were like, oh, Lord. So it's like kind of a little silent assassin, these donkeys. They just keep adding to their, you know, repertoire of what they can help us with. But, yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, we're just, you know, seeing sheep and cattle prices going through the roof, the Ecky overnight cracking $11 a kilo, which is unheard of. So I suppose, you know, hats off to everyone protecting their stock right now. And if donkeys are a part of the mix, cool.
Oh, absolutely. To be honest, they're just fantastic. They've got that herding ability. So you'll see them of an afternoon doing circles of their paddock that they're in, sort of trying to herd all of their stock into a circle. It's actually really cool to watch. They're amazing animals.
Brooke, it's been great to have a catch-up this morning. Thank you. We look forward to following the program's success in the future.
Oh, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Brooke. Great to catch up. Brooke Purvis there. She's behind the Last Stop Donkey program out of Singleton.